This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got some smiles working in the studio after a tough night in Dallas. Thanks to old Joan Plyman. That's funny. Everybody's having fun.
Have a good time.
Blue shorts.
Kirk having Cousins fun, not.
Was just on the show. If you missed that, you can hear it at 1 o'clock here on Grant and Danny. If you're not around at 1 o'clock, that's okay, too. GrantandDanny.com/audio. When it is all set and done, phone calls flying in. We want to hear from you guys after last night's game, 800-636-1067. JT is in Aldi. What's up, man?
Hey, JT.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man. What's up?
Just wanted to find out, why wasn't Josh Norman on what you call him, Dez Bryant, last night?
Well, here's
why did they hype this all up, and then our best cornerback, who we're paying so much money, why can't they just put him on Dez Bryant?
So I think that's the main argument here is, if you're going to pay him $20 million in cap space, you should let him follow around a number one wide receiver. I actually think Breland's been better in the two games leading up to yesterday, and frankly thought he played better yesterday probably than Josh Norman. Now people will roll their eyes and throw their hands in the air because he had the two PIs in the end zone. One of which I don't think was actually a pass interference, by the way. The other one doesn't matter because it was caught.
I thought Bryant was every bit as handsy as Breland was.
But it was tight coverage. I mean, PIs, while disasters at times, mean you're playing physical and you're on a guy and you're pretty tight in coverage. I think over the last three games, if you just send the film of Breland and Norman around to 32 GMs and you take their numbers off their jerseys, Breland's been their better corner. So I'm not going to lose sleep over letting him play Dez Bryant. I will say he gives up. And you go back to, like, the early game in the season last year, in week two, so many dig routes in the middle of the field to Dez. He plays him too soft or something, and he gave up one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be more. But
Terrence Williams took his lunch on
the third
down,
too. I agree with the caller. If you're paying that guy that kind of money, he should follow Dez around. He does a good job against him. He gets up for that matchup. But you have to admit that Bashaud Breland's been just as good in the last month.
He absolutely has been. And that's frustrating to me, by the way. That's something that irritates me. I don't know what's going on with Josh Norman. It may come out like it always does with hockey. Why is Nick Backstrom not playing well in the playoffs? They go, oh, we found out he's got a destroyed wrist and he's playing with one hand. One of these, it may come out in a couple weeks that he's just not right, that the rib thing is still a factor and he's not the same. Who knows what it is?
It's a good point.
I know this. He hasn't been as good lately, and that's frustrating to me. When we need him the most is a game like last night, where you've got to give them zero options. I know it's not fair to ask, but because everyone's injured, everyone's hurt, everyone's banged up, they got no safeties, the Shazor Everett's their best safety option right now. It's a show. Everyone is aware of it. Those are the times where, I'm sorry, it ain't fair, but this highly compensated professional, the university's acclaimed as a really good player, you've got to be excellent last night. And he wasn't. He was fine. There's nothing wrong with what he did, but I would love him to be unbelievable in a moment like that where you have to have it, and he wasn't.
Vafar in New York, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I got
a couple points about Kirk, and then I got to say something about Jay because they come together. With Kirk, he's a good quarterback. He's okay. If we can get him for a decent deal, you know, 15 to 20 mil a year, I'd be fine with it. But I'm not high on him. I'm not high on him because it's all timing routes. So I don't know how you can give the guy any credit.
Before.
Second of all, before. About Jay.
Don't do it. Let me say something about Jay. Don't do it.
Go to JR in Rockville. JR, how are you? Thanks for the call.
I'm obviously doing a lot better than that last caller, thinking you can get him for $15, $20 million. It's all timing routes, but whatever. I'm just calling just because I was so frustrated with guys like that, Redskins Nation, period. Last night, even on the national show, on your station, people were calling in. They even mentioned the guy's name that rhymes with Bolt, that he needs to come off the bench and somehow magically win four games for us. It's so crazy that Redskins fans can't appreciate Kirk Cousins. And they'll say that, oh, he walks into sacks. He can't get away from sacks. Oh, yet he made a play like in the second half where he's running for his life, and he throws like a right to Crowder plays that are off schedule, but they won't see that. They'll just see the bad mistake. And you know, I'm just tired. I'm tired of trying to convince these people. I'm with Grant. Like, I'm tired of trying to engage.
Yeah,
people.
I kind of want him to leave.
Thank
to
you,
be honest, JR. I'm just done. I'm over it. I want him to be in Denver or Jacksonville. I don't care. I don't want him here anymore. I'm over it. Go to Pittsburgh and please win a championship. I do not care anymore. I'm over it. I hope, and I want Jay to leave too, by the way. Just go. Just get away from here. Run as far as you can, as fast as you can. Dan, you stay. Bruce, you stay. Let's just keep eating ourselves alive in this pit. But I'm serious. I want Kirk somewhere else next year. I do. I'm just so over it. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. For the buffoons that don't get this, which is now, by the way, it's untenable to pay somebody as much as they're about to pay him, according to a lot of people.
Yeah, by the way, I don't want to pay him $34 million. I'm not doing that. I'm not franchise tagging him. That is a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake, and we've said that, but I think that's what's going to happen. But that's not the discussion at the moment. The idea that we can just move on when you have a sample size that is nearing now 3 decades of a complete inability to even find adequacy, long-term dependability and adequacy at the position. You saw what happens when you go all in on a can't-miss prospect. It misses, dude. It misses a lot. In fact, it's more often than it misses. More often do you get a Mitch Trubisky or a Brandon Whedon. That's what happens a lot, man. You get someone that can't really do it. You think Jacksonville's not kicking themselves because they committed half a decade to Blake Bortles? What if they committed to someone that's just okay? That's a Super Bowl contender, but they didn't. The guy sucks. This is what happens. The alternative of riding that carousel is so disastrous and so terrible. I hope you get it. If you're coming in this morning and you think to yourself, in for even a split second, the reason we lost last night was quarterback play, I hope you get what you deserve. Now, the rest of us have to suffer and watch another 5-11 season.
I've been suffering since I was 3 years old.
But that's my point.
I can suffer. I'll be fine suffering.
I want video and I want apologies. I want everybody who wants to get back on the carousel to apologize every second of every day when we're back on that carousel. I hope you get what you want.
Vincent's in D.C. What's up, Vincent? Vincent, you're on
the
radio. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to make a quick point. I want to get back to the idea of consequences for some of these Redskins players who, over the course of the season, have been dropping balls. I will say, respectfully, I disagree that in New England, the coach will put you back in if you drop a ball. Maybe if you drop one, if you caught 25 in a row and you drop one, hey, no big deal. But there has to be some sense of responsibility on these receivers when they miss a play. It's not just, oh, we didn't get the first down. It's demoralizing, and it encourages the other team. There's all kinds of implications of a drop ball, and I just feel like the one thing I'd say to Gruden is that you have to raise the stakes. If a guy puts the ball on the ground, he sits. End of story. Find someone else who can do it.
Normal circumstances, you know, I'd agree, England, but they're all banged up. We
just went through it. They didn't have another receiver to put on the field last night.
I would have loved for him to be able to say, hey, Ty Insecki, not today, man. It doesn't mean you're bad. Just means you're bad right now. You can't block this guy. Sit your butt down.
Not your day.
They literally had nobody else.
Remember the Titans when he said, I can't run with these guys, and Petey had to play corner.
They had Petey. There's no Petey. They're Petey-less. They got no Petey.
Grant and Danny on the fan. And by the way, I think that's a reasonable call. I think it's a very good phone call. I don't know what you were supposed to do last night. And again, I think that the upside, the juice has to be worth the squeeze. If Maurice Harris puts a couple balls in the carpet, sit him. Josh Doctson can make that one crazy play in the back of the end zone to get you back into the game like he did. Eric in Alexandria, what's up?
Eric.
Hey, guys. I think we got a problem with the point of the blame, because of the simple fact that every time we take a seasonal loss like we're doing now, the first thing you guys start hollering about is that it's Bruce Allen and it's Dan Snyder. Well, Dan Snyder's not playing, neither is Bruce Allen. I think we need to look at the quarterback and look at the coach, not the quarterback, because Jay is playing great. But look at the coach that you have. You have a passing coach. He's directed towards passing, and that's what's happening. When Mike Shanahan was here, first thing he did was organize a running game.
He didn't win either.
And even if it was
Jay Gruden's won more than Mike Shanahan did.
Wait a minute, guys. Let me just get this off, okay? But you understand, though, that the focus should be focused on the running game, and actually you should be more attentive towards the defense. I think that we really messed up when we went offense, when we got Deshaun Jackson and Pierre Garçon. Although we had a high power offense, we had no defense. You can't stop a team.
We need to focus on defense.
We really need to focus on defense to really get this thing together, guys, because if you watch the teams that are winning, they have good defense.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how we went from you got to look at the quarterback and the coach, and we're missing that, to we improve the defense. Who here doesn't think they need to improve the defense?
I would love to improve the defense. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. In fact, I told Tommy yesterday, I said, if you show me a mock draft that doesn't have a defensive player very early, I'm sending you back into the damn room. That's all I want.
By the way,
I come in every day demanding.
You can't blame Dan and Bruce because they're not on the field either if you can't blame Jay. No, we're blaming Dan and Bruce because their quarterback, that should cost them about $23 million a year or less, by the way, had they have signed the deal that Cousins' agent offered, is going to cost them close to 30, or perhaps one-year rental of $34 million next year, which is prohibitive of you improving your defense like you'd like to. So that's why I blame them.
Systemic issues, man. There's a commonality. Quarterbacks, coaches, the defensive coordinators, everyone's changed. Two guys are the same, those two. That's why they get blamed.
Grant, Danny, 106.7, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.